Just one roster note. So today, Jairus Byrd, we put on PUP. And look, we'll work day to day with him. And I think the good news is it's going to be sooner than later. I don't want to put a time on it, but his progress is, I would say, ahead of schedule. And until we take him off PUP, he can't participate, obviously, in any of the team drills or practice drills. So we're still just getting it to where we feel like it's 100%. And then clearly before we leave here, he'll be back on the roster. It's just a matter of us making sure we feel that he's ready to go at 100%. There's no risk of any injury. Any questions?
Any update on Stills?
No, he had a tight quad 2 weeks ago when he was training out in San Diego, and it's the same right quad. I don't think it's real serious, and so I'll get some more information here with Scotty, but I know it's his right quad.
Coach, a lot of the guys talk about how the big benefit here, and you talked about it yesterday, is the ability to recover quickly. You know, this weather is obviously conducive to that. Even Zach was saying, we're going to run more here, but our body's not going to break down like they would day one, day two back in New Orleans.
That was one of the items we pointed to, just the overall temperatures. You know, it's a little bit like Oxnard, but the taxes are a little different, so it's a little bit more favorable to be here than that. But the overall temperature, the average temperatures this time of the year are significantly less or different than what we're accustomed to, and yet it's going to be important that we transition into that heat, and you know, I think we'll do a good job of monitoring that. But the weather, obviously the weather this morning's practice was fantastic.
You could see the bounce in that step a little bit, couldn't you?
Yeah, the field's held up well. I mean, you know, whenever you're on a new grass field like this, and this is a different type of grass than we're used to at home, which is more of a Bermuda surface. This is a little bit more the grass a lot of us grew up on. But I thought it held up real well.
Coach Zach said this was as productive a first day as he can remember. Did you sense that too?
I thought it was sharp. You know, you really look at each day. Yesterday, I felt real good after the conditioning test. And so we'll be out here again this afternoon. But I thought overall, guys moved around well. Without pads on, there's a little bit of a skill to learn how to practice with each other without taking guys to the ground. I thought we did a good job of handling that too.
You were back there with Cooks and Joe Morgan watching them catch punts. What did you see?
We've got both of them. We're just there's a handful, not just those two, but we've got a handful of guys that are all competing to show the ability to do that skill consistently and not just, you know, two out of three times. So it's a position battle that a lot of guys will have opportunities at. Brandon certainly, and Joe, Tavares, Andy Tan. There'll be a bunch of guys that we look at, and they'll have snaps throughout the preseason until we get comfortable and make a decision. So that was today's emphasis, and then we'll get to kick returners, you know, after the next practice.
Can you talk about Morgan's return after the 2013 he had?
I think the 2012 season, injured for 13, but the progress from when we finished in the spring till today has been significant. You know, when we broke after the mini camp and we kind of went through the injury report and we talked about Byrd and Jenkins and Morgan, you know, there's a handful of guys that you're anxious to see their progress in the next 5 weeks prior to the start of camp. And, you know, fortunately, all of those guys have done well. There haven't been any setbacks. And Joe, I would say particularly, really has recovered well. And look, the knee injury he had was significant. It was much more than just an ACL. And so to see him out here and to see him with the conditioning test and do all those things, you know, it takes a full year with the injury he had and some. And so it's good to see. And, you know, he was running well today.
Cooks had a really nice catch in traffic going up and grabbing the ball. Is that a glimpse of just his aggressiveness as a smaller player too?
It was an interesting play because, you know, there's some different things you see on film, and it's harder for a player of his stature the further down the field you go. Oftentimes it's harder to make plays above your head, but it was a good play in traffic, and it was good to see.
Must have played call to Bubba Watson there.
Man, I tell you what, he thought it was a little underthrown. I like him on the tee box. It was a little bootleg. But we forgot to tell Meacham not to run, and he came back and he said, "Look, you could at least told me I didn't have to run a full speed post." So.
Did you allow yourself to take part in any of the amenities at the hotel, or what do you tell?
On a limited basis. Last night, it's a good question, really. There's so much to do here, and yet there's not, for the players, there's not that time. Now, when they get a day off, there's a lot that they can do, but it's kind of honing in a little bit and saying, hey, that, you know, there's the main reason we're here. With any spare time, you're hoping they're studying or resting. And so when we get into this schedule, one of the reasons it's set forth this way or laid out this way is so there's a gap between these practices that allow them to get off their feet. And I think they're smart enough to understand what they need to do to prepare and get their bodies recovered. So although there's a ton of things to do, our main emphasis obviously here is football, rest, recovery, and more football. And that's one of the things we talked about last night.
Sean, when you break down the film, how do you evaluate, obviously you being an offensive coach, but who actually won that snap where I know you're not taking the quarterback down like, that looks like that might have been a sack. Or, I don't know, the quarterback made it.
Talking about Josh's play?
Yeah, or just a number.
Or Luke's play, I'm sorry.
Yeah, just a number of them, like who won, you know, whether the offensive defense.
Well, sometimes it's like a political race where both sides claim that a victory. But I think until you get into live team drills or scrimmages, you're hoping guys are in position. I thought you know, on the one bootleg play, I thought the defender Walker was in position, but Luke would tell you there's no way he makes that tackle. I mean, so that's one of those examples. But staying up without the pads, really understanding your alignment, your assignment, and then reacting quick. Those are the things that, you know, we're looking for in a practice like today.
Brandon Coleman had a nice grab, got up high for him. You see him?
Yeah, you know, he's one of the young receivers that we picked up in the offseason, obviously after the draft. We've got two big rookies that both have made some plays in mini camp, and so that was a big play, good play to see. It was a real good throw, too, by Ryan. So, you know, it's just always interesting to see these younger players, how they transition from the spring where they've gotten a taste of what we're doing, and then all of a sudden now they get to install it or hear the install again, and hopefully they continue to progress.
Sean, are you pushing these guys a little bit harder considering the recovery and the weather, a few more sprints?
I don't know if it's any harder. I would say this, when you're in the extreme heat, you're mindful of where they're at, and you can feel practice sometimes. So I think it's the latter, really. You're really paying attention to when you feel like, you know, there's no sense in trying to run afterwards. But I felt like their legs were in good shape. I felt like, obviously, you don't have to take as many water breaks. They don't have to be as long. And that's one of the benefits. So it's really trying to use some common sense as to how you feel they're responding. And now, that being said, the spring, different than the fall, now we're getting ready for football shape, which is carrying your pads, carrying, you know, all that equipment and getting used to it and playing with it. And so there's always a little bit more conditioning that you do in training camp than you might do in your time frame in the spring. You're limited with how long you're on the field in the spring.